Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, the Executive Director of the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce, Brandy Merkel. Good morning to you, Brandy.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, and I trust you're doing the same on this glorious Tuesday.
Absolutely.
All right. That's awesome. And, of course, one of the things that it is less than 3 months away from the total eclipse, which will hit totality throughout the area. In particular, Ripley County, except for maybe a small sliver, on April 8th. And you've got something planned to kind of discuss about that and kind of help with the planning process coming up.
We do, Tom. On January 22nd at the Versailles Town Hall at 11:30, we are having a lunch and learn session. And the purpose of that lunch and learn is to inform our members and the public. It is open to the public what to kind of expect the day of the eclipse and, you know, the weekend leading up to it, because we are anticipating a large influx in people to our area, given the fact that we are in that path of totality. I've never experienced one before, Tom, but I do hear it's a sight to be seen, and people will come from everywhere to be a part of that. So at that lunch and learn, the member price is $10, and potential members or to the public is $15, and that does include our lunch for that day. And again, that does start at 11:30. We will have local officials there as well to discuss some of the plans we have in place for the county. At the end of that Ivy Tech session, we will open the floor up to questions from the people in attendance.
Okay, so it's basically to learn how the eclipse will impact not only industry but in businesses, but just the area in general.
Yes. What I have been told from other areas that have been a part of a total eclipse is that they're trying to prevent people from stopping on the side of the roads, and how do we control what's going on in our area from those people who are coming in. And with our area being, some of our hotels and our parks are almost at capacity or are at capacity, we do know that there is going to be that large influx. And what do we do with those people as well? And for businesses that aren't open, maybe typically on a Monday, it might be beneficial for them to open their doors that day for some additional revenue.
Okay. And again, so that'll be on January 22nd from 11:30, and that'll be about 1 o'clock?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right around there, depending on question and answer time.
Okay, and that'll be at the Versailles Town Hall. And as far as what you've been hearing, I mean, we've been hearing anywhere from 30,000 to 50,000 people coming into the area that day.
Yes, Tom. And in my head, I understand the words, but trying to make them make sense is a different story. Yeah. So just being prepared for that. And on that day, the chamber is actually partnering with the Ripley County Parks and Recreation at the fairgrounds, and we are going to be doing a viewing. Park will open at 11 o'clock that day. It's going to be a $6 admission. We're going to have games for the kids. We're going to have a euchre and a cornhole tournament. We will be having music and lots of other fun things for our residents, as well as those people that are coming in. We'll have food trucks and vendors and things like that that will be a part of that day as well. And then we're going to keep that open until 7 in hopes to maybe try to keep some of those people in place immediately following the eclipse, so everybody's not on the roads at the same time. And included with that admission, we will have viewing glasses to the first 3,000 people.
And you bring up a key point there, viewing glasses, the fact that people are trying to, before you know it, we're going to have a run on those.
Yes, yes. I know I've been told, I don't know it myself, but I've been told that those will sell out as well. So we will have those in the area. And I know some of the other area businesses have picked those up, and tourism will have some of those as well. And another thing that I didn't think about that was said to me from someone else who was in a viewing area is you're also going to want to protect your cell phone. It can cause harm to the camera lens on your cell phone, or if you're using a camera, be sure to protect that as well.
Okay, so in other words, take precautions and don't unnecessarily expose your cell phone camera or a camera to the harmful rays or the blockage, if whatever you want to call it.
Yes, yes.
All right. So again, that'll be the Lunch and Learn is sponsored by the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce. That'll be on January 22nd at Versailles Town Hall from 11:30 until 1. And again, the cost is $10 for chamber members and $15 for non-members or prospective members. And of course, you can call the chamber at 689-6654 for more information or register by emailing. What's your email address, Brandy?
My email is ripleycc@ripleycountychamber.org. And we will need those reservations by January 15th because we will have to order the food.
Okay. So again, that'll be, and again, the email address, please.
The email again is ripleycc@ripleycountychamber.org.
All right. And then the registration deadline, once again, is coming up on Monday, January 15th. Anything else on that, Brandy, before we take a break?
No, I am excited, and I do hope that people will come be in attendance to learn what to expect for that day.
Okay. And, of course, also area schools are closed or on e-learning that day because, you know, it's going to happen around 3 o'clock, around dismissal time.
Yes, and maybe the encouragement of if you don't have to be in business that day due to the influx of traffic, maybe schedule your hours a little differently or be closed that day.
All right. So word to the wise there, as it were. So we're going to go ahead and take our quick time out and continue our conversation with Brandy Merkel, the executive director of the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce, right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Ripley County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Brandy Merkel. And Brandy, not only do you have the total eclipse to plan for on April 8th, you've got other things, I understand, in the pipeline.
We absolutely do. We have events before that starting in March. One of our kickoff events is always the bowling tournament, and it is going to be on March 16th this year, and it will be held at Pollard's Bowl in Versailles. That's where we typically have it. We do have right now three different flights that day, and we are discussing possibly opening it up on the Sunday as well for a flight that day, because last year we were completely booked on that.
Okay, so it sounds like that's an event that's growing by leaps and bounds.
It is, and it is a fun event, just from the morning until the evening time, just a really great event. We do raffles, we do split the pot, and then of course we have different flight winners and an overall, we have overall winners of the overall tournament as well.
All right. Anything else that you've got planned?
Yes. So also the week following is our annual Easter egg hunt. So two very major events back to back there a week from each other. And that Easter egg event is held at the Versailles State Park, and it is open to the public. We do 5,000 eggs, over 5,000 eggs, and we have three different age groups for that.
Okay, so this will be those plastic eggs with candy stuffed inside?
Yes, and prizes.
Oh,
we do have prize eggs as well.
Okay.
And there's prizes in every category, and we do try to keep that even. We typically have a bike or two at each level to give away, and we go rain or shine.
Okay, now who's the lucky person or persons who get to stuff these eggs with the candy and prizes?
Well, you know, I try to find those pre-stuffed, but if they're not pre-stuffed, I round up lots of volunteers. So keep your days open, Tom. Maybe I'll be calling.
Got to twist my arm, are you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I've heard about that. You have a mean twist, I understand. Arm twist. All right. And then the other events, Brandy.
So those are our, you know, first there events. And then we will also have a business luncheon in May, and that is recognition of our business of the year, as well as any new business that has come into the community during that year time from last year to this year. And we will recognize and honor them as well and invite them as our guests. And then we also have in July, it will be July 5th this year actually, is our fireworks display. It is typically the Friday before 4th of July, but the way the calendar falls, the Farm Club has that last weekend in June. So we'll be on July 5th. And we're looking for a big boom again this year. We increased our budget last year, and I heard great things about it. And I hope that we can really pull it together and keep that as a phenomenal event. And what am I going to do differently to create more wow factor to that, Tom? It's always in the back of my mind. And then, of course, we have our golf outing, which will be held in August, and then our annual dinner as well this year, and it will be October 24th.
Okay, so again, you can keep up to date on all those events at ripleycountychamber.org. That is the chamber website, and you can also call the chamber as well, 689-6654 for more information. And, of course, a good chamber is only as good as its member roster and the quality and quantity. And if you would, Brandy, go ahead and make a pitch for membership.
So last year, my goal as a new executive director was to learn my role and bring the members along with me. And we did really well at that. We welcomed 70 members last year, which is, to me, just absolutely amazing. So we are looking to increase by that much or more this year. We still have a lot of businesses that I would love to partner with in the area. We are rolling out some new changes this year. We have a website change coming soon. We were working on our secure link, so that I am hoping to have up by the end of January. And it's going to make it easier for the members to share things. We also changed a little bit of our sponsorship this year. I know budgeting is always a concern for companies, so we gave them the option to go ahead and budget exposure to all of those events for the whole year, as well as some additional exposure by having, we can add your logos and really highlight you on our website now with this new system. So I'm looking forward to getting that implemented and helping the members to really work on that marketing and what can we do to really grow that business community.
And another nice tool that you have is the newsletter that comes out by email.
Yes, we send that out once a month, and you're able to publish any kind of ad that you want to in there, as long as it's appropriate. But you submit that to me, and I get it included in that newsletter, and it does go out to all of our members. We have, I think I send out over 700 emails on that newsletter. And then also I have the capability to post it to our social media. So then it goes out to people that aren't just members, but to the community as well.
Okay, very good. So again, that's on one of the many perks of membership, if you, as they say.
Yes, and we do have several different perks. I encourage you, if you're interested, to call into the office so that we can discuss those. But just really looking forward to partnering and finding out now, what do the members need from me? How can we really work together to grow the community and grow the local business? And one of the things we are really focusing on this year is being a local hiring source. We do have the ability to post those job openings on our website. So if you have job openings, please don't hesitate to send that over, because we do get views on our website for those as well.
Yeah, and that is a very important tool, the fact that people are looking for folks to hire.
Yes.
And a great way to do it is through the chamber.
Yes, and we are doing another job event this year. We did last year, we did that as well, and it went over, seemed to go over very well. This year, I would like to partner with the schools to bring in our kids to that job fair as well in the morning, and then open it up to the public in the afternoon. So that's a focus that we're trying to implement right now.
All right, very good. So, Brandy Merkel, how can folks get a hold of you and or the chamber?
They can call the chamber office at 812-689-6654, or they can email me at ripleycc@ripleycountychamber.org. And they're welcome to stop in. I am located in Versailles at 220 East U.S. Highway 50.
Okay, and you are on the log cabin, as Terry Trowbridge from Tourism likes to say.
That's exactly where we are at. We are in with Tourism and Economic Development there in the Welcome Center in the log cabin.
All right, very good. So again, that email address is ripleycc@ripleycountychamber.org. And again, you can reach Brandy at 812-689-6654. And before we let you go, Brandy, one last pitch for the Lunch and Learn coming up on January 22nd.
Yes, January 22nd at 11:30 at the Versailles Town Hall. The cost to members is $10. Non-members is $15. And this is an event that is going to discuss what we can expect in the area during that eclipse on April 8th.
All right. So again, cost is $10 for members and $15 for non or prospective members or the public.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Brandy Merkel, Executive Director of the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce, as always, we appreciate your time this morning and thanks for coming in. Stay well and look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure as always, and I can't wait until we meet again.